Chapter 14, Icarus Soars. That fall, I got a letter from my fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Moline. It started this way. Dear Mr. Franken, if you're the Alan Franken who I taught in the fourth grade at Cedar Manor, then it doesn't surprise me that you're running for the Senate, because you are a very good student. This isn't my way of telling you that I was a very good student in the fourth grade, though I was. It's my way of telling you about my first campaign commercial, but seriously, I was a very, very good student in the fourth grade. Anyway, I looked Mrs. Moline up in the phone book and gave her a call. "You remember me?" she asked. "Oh, yes, Mrs. Moline, of course. I remember all my teachers at Cedar Manor." Then I went through my elementary school teachers, working backward. I loved Mr. Knutson, my sixth grade teacher, and Mrs. Longabaugh, my fifth grade teacher. I told Mrs. Moline that she was my favorite because she was. Then I told her I didn't much like my third grade teacher, whom I will not name here. "Well, she wasn't very nurturing," Mrs. Moline conceded in her adorable 74-year-old Minnesota accent. I invited Mrs. Moline to a campaign event at a house not far from hers. She came, and I instantly remembered why she had been my favorite. Mrs. Moline, still a small package, is a fireball of positive energy. I did the math, and I realized that she had been 27 when she taught me to do the math. When I told her that in fourth grade I thought she was kind of middle-aged, she laughed and gave me a little tweak on the cheek. When you're a kid, you don't usually learn very much about your teachers. Mrs. Moline was one of 17 children. 17. She and her husband, Dean, didn't have kids themselves, but over 34 years of teaching, she poured her energy and love into her students. I ran the idea of Mrs. Moline doing my first ad by my media consultants, Mandy and Saul. I sometimes joke that between me and Norm Coleman, who grew up in Brooklyn and sounded like it, I was the only New York Jew in the race who had actually grown up in Minnesota. What better way to establish my roots than to feature my lovable spitfire of a fourth grade teacher? Mrs. Moline said, "Okay, Alan," and we were all set to go. Mandy was with Hillary working on ads for the battle with Obama that would last almost all the way to the convention. So Saul, whose best work generally involved ripping some deserving Republican a new belly button, produced an adorable ad featuring Mrs. Moline. It was a back and forth, Mrs. Moline in the classroom, me at campaign headquarters. So I read about this man running for U.S. Senate, and I thought, that's the Alan Franken I taught in St. Louis Park. I got this letter from Mrs. Moline. She wanted to help with the campaign, so I asked her to be in a TV ad. A TV ad? Mrs. Moline offered the camera a perfect look of surprise, but she was immediately game, saying with a swing of her arm, "Okay, here we go." Then Mrs. Moline gave my bio, accompanied by photos from my life, a nerdy, gap-toothed fourth grader, getting my diploma at, that's right, she dropped the H-bomb, Harvard. "He was funny, too," she said. We cut to a photo of me with the SNL cast. I guess that's why I became a comedian. I was really more of a satirist, I protested, still at headquarters. "Okay, Alan," she said as if to a 9-year-old. Mrs. Moline went on to say that I had written 6 books, over a stunning shot of the 6 books piled on top of each other. Then to a video of me and Franny cooking in our kitchen. He's been married to Franny for 32 years, and they have 2 grown kids. Cut to a photo of Thomason and Joe looking like 2 nice, clean-cut human beings who share Franny's and my gene pool. "And you know, he's visited our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan 4 times over pictures of me entertaining the troops. Then the reasons I was running. In the Senate, he'll work to make college affordable, fight for universal health care, and end the war in Iraq. Over pictures of students on a campus, a patient being treated by a friendly, super-competent healthcare provider, and troops getting off a plane. Then we cut to a shot of me alongside Mrs. Moline in the classroom. "Thanks, Mrs. Moline. You're welcome, Alan." I turned to camera with a delighted smile. "I'm Al Lynn Franken, and I approve this message because I'm serious about fighting for Minnesota families." We ran the ad for a couple weeks right before the caucuses, and it was a huge hit. We started getting emails at the campaign from Mrs. Moline's former students and forwarded them on to her. Mrs. Moline would share some of them with me, and I will never forget one in particular. I read it to teachers all the time. Dear Mrs. Moline, you are my favorite teacher. I wasn't a very good student. I had a hard time with math, and your spelling tests were hard. But you saw that I liked art. And I remember you staying after school one day to paint a window with me. You made me feel special, parentheses, loved. Now I'm a teacher, too. I teach special ed kids. And I try every day to make them feel the way you made me feel. I just wanted to say thank you. On February 5th, 2008, Minnesotans gathered for their local caucuses. I spent the night running from caucus site to caucus site, giving the quickest stump speech I could to fire up the crowds. But they were pretty fired up even without my help. Barack Obama had brought new energy to the Democratic primary and new people to the process. Minnesota's previous record for caucus attendance was around 80,000. That year, we had 214,000. Best of all, the overwhelming majority of them were supporting me. The people who had been selected as delegates on caucus night would now go on to their county and Senate district conventions, where they would elect the delegates who would get to confer the party's endorsement for U.S. Senate at the state convention on June 7th in Rochester. And since all four DFL candidates had committed to abiding by the convention's endorsement, that was the ticket to taking on Coleman and the general. Everything was falling into place. We had passed our first test with flying colors. But as Minnesota journalist Doug Groh wrote on caucus night, I still had work to do. Interestingly, Franken was the most cautious in assessing the situation. Quoting me, "It sounds like we sent a lot of people to the district conventions." That's not exactly a snappy response, Franken was told. "Many a slip twixt cup and lip," he said. A reporter and a couple Franken supporters looked at the candidate blankly. "What'd you say?" "You guys never heard that," said Franken. He went slower for the reporter. "Many a slip, twixt." "Twixt?" the reporter asked. "Yes," said Franken. "Many a slip, twixt cup and lip." "What does that mean?" "I don't know who said it," said Franken. "Google it, but it means a lot can go wrong between the start and finish."